Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. And I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Ileana Chavez, please?
Sure. Yeah, that's her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, ma'am, I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Yeah, I'll be voting.
Okay, would that be for sure, definitely, or probably?
For sure.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
Okay. All right, ma'am, you said Hispanic or Latino, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your age?
34.
All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is that for you to have, you know, them focused on? Use a 10 if it's most important. Use a 5, somewhat important. Use a 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
And addressing immigration and border issues.
10.
Okay. Thank you. All right, man, do you believe that health, you know, that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in a white communities?
They are worse.
Worse, okay. And now thinking about, you know, race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, getting worse, or for
worse.
Hispanics and Latino community?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two choices, okay? Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, heroin and cocaine, meth and crack, opioid and fentanyl, or vaping?
Fentanyl and smoking. I don't know.
Okay, so be fentanyl and cigarettes, right?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Cigarettes, and then you said fentanyl, right? Fentanyl.
Uh-huh.
Help you. Okay. All right. All right, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, you know, education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Would that be a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. And okay, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with that product, okay? The first one will be oral nicotine pouches. Very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
somewhat familiar. And heat not burn tobacco products.
Not really familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. All right. Thank you. I remember, like, I like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting, you know, for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults, you know, who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, okay, would you say that that is a primary reason for these changes? The first one says more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes and to the market, or the cost of smoking has gone up. Which one is you think is the primary reason of these changes?
The education and government policies.
Okay. More education on anti-tobacco advertising, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more, okay? The first one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. The second one says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Okay, which one would you say that you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
Second.
The second one, okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say that you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health, you know, than smoking cigarettes?
More harmful.
Okay, so be much more harmful or just somewhat more harmful?
Much more harmful.
Much more harmful. Okay. Okay. Now I'm gonna read you to you some statements, you know, people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each.
I'm kind of done. I'm actually in the middle of something. I thought that this was gonna be done like in 5 minutes. I really gotta go. Sorry. Bye.